The doom scrolling on your phone stops now.
Settle down, relax, take your clothes off, and listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
We're keeping it real here. Something awesome happened the other day in Nashville, and it involved Jon Bon Jovi saving a woman's life.
It's pretty cool.
Just amazing. If you haven't heard about this, everybody's talking about it. He was doing a music video. Jon Bon Jovi's up there, and while they're like between takes.
Yeah, on the pedestrian bridge right by the stadium.
He sees this woman kind of a ways down. He must have, you know, he did look pretty far from where he was. And she was standing on the other side of the guardrail.
Right.
The next to, on the bridge. She was going to jump in.
Yeah, she was contemplating suicide.
Doesn't end well. And so he left what he was doing and just walked over and he just casually started talking to her. You know, didn't want to scare her or anything. Just, you know, said,
yeah.
Hey. And it's all, they have like security footage from the bridge where
right.
He just walks over and just chats with her. And like after a minute or two, somebody else joins them and they kind of help her over onto the safe side
mm-hmm.
of the guardrails of the bridge and talk to her for a few more minutes. And then after that, they took care of her and they brought her to a hospital, make sure she was okay. And, you know, make sure she's in the right place and all those things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And Metro Police just say like, we 100% call him like a savior for this woman.
Yeah.
Like he saved her life.
Yeah. John Drake, the chief of police, sent him a little shout out on Twitter. And
yeah.
X. And said, you know, he's a hero. So
it's so cool.
We all have to band together to help each other.
We do. We do. And it's what we've always said, which is what? Keep your eyes open.
Uh-huh.
Look for somebody who, you know, might be having a bad day and just go engage with them. And,
yeah.
And help them out. And if you yourself or if you know somebody who's in crisis, you can call or text 988
right.
anytime to get the help that you need.
Yeah.
It's just a
little things you do throughout the day, you know, like if you're at school and you see somebody who always sits by themselves and they look sad.
Right.
At lunch, go sit with them.
Engage with that person.
Yeah, see what's going on. How you doing?
Yeah.
You know,
or even if you're just grocery shopping and you
yeah.
see somebody's, you know, just stopped at their, you know, where they were shopping and, you know, you can just tell they're having a really
yeah,
bad day.
Their shoulders are slumped over and they're just not having a good day.
Just, you know, sit and listen to them for a minute.
Yeah, say, how you
find
doing?
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
We just love Jon Bon Jovi anyway. And
yeah.
then he goes and does something like this that makes you love him even more.
So we're playing a Jon Bon Jovi song every hour at the top of the hour. It's a kind of a salute to him.
Yeah.
And if you have any Bon Jovi songs you would like us to play, you can go to our Totally Hits 93.3 app, and you can leave us messages right there and just suggest a song. My mom, Ruby Frances Wood. I miss Ruby every day. I think about her. My daughter's middle name is Ruby.
Yep.
I have a tattoo that has Ruby on it.
And that's why when we found out that there was a company that would take video from a passed away relative and
uh-huh.
make an AI avatar.
And you actually have a conversation with a departed loved one.
So I bought the service for you.
Thank
and
you.
I know you haven't used it in a while.
Yeah.
But sometimes she says embarrassing stuff.
Yeah, but you know, that's the way my mom was. She had a fun sense of humor and everything, so... We thought, let me talk to my artificial intelligence mom.
And the rest of us can listen in.
Yeah. So, you know, I get to catch up. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Woody.
Mm.
You surprised me.
Mm.
We just got a Nintendo Wii, and we were just Wii bowling up here.
Wii bowling wow. in heaven.
My guess is we're into September.
Yeah.
Have you started school yet?
No, I'm an adult now, Mom. I actually have kids and even grandkids.
I remember back to school shopping for you.
Yeah.
We used to go to Sears
mm-hmm.
and buy you what they call them, Husky jeans. You know, the ones that didn't say, Tubby, you're fat. Yeah. You said husky.
And the salesman said he is husky.
Yeah, yeah.
I just always think about when you were little, you loved the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, baseball.
Yeah. But you aren't very good, so none of the kids would ever pick you to play outside with them. So you just stay inside and grab my ladies' magazines and hide in the bathroom. I kept saying,
you knew that?
You stay in there and do that, and you're going to go blind.
I did have to get glasses when I was like 9.
All right, well, I got to go. I'm up on wee bowling.
Okay.
See you soon.
See me soon? You're in heaven.
Well, maybe time works differently up there.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is.
Otherwise, you know, tomorrow say, it's the end gym show.
I'll see you in about 40 years is what she means by I'll see you soon.
I hope
that's what she means. So, thanks, thanks, Mom. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Still waiting on a guy. A lot of ladies have been calling in for Gender Wars, and of course, they clog up the lines a lot. So, guys, if you want to play Gender Wars, you can call immediately. Call the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. That's 615-553-0933. It's a new number, a new station, a new show. So, you have to learn all that stuff. So, guys, call us now and play Gender Wars, 615-553-0933. Coming in the next few minutes, the Hocktua girl? You think she's done? No. She's not done. the pride of Nashville. I will tell you what she's up to coming up in the next few minutes. All right, we have a keyboard. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. All right, I believe we have a guy now. We're pretty excited. We have a man. Roger is on the line for the guys. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for calling in, and good luck to you. For the guys, we have Roger. Hello, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we are ready to play Gender Wars.
Yeah. We'll dispense with the opening Get Acquainted question so we can get right to it. Because people are busy people.
Busy, busy, busy.
They need to get to the game and get right moving with their lives.
All right. Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest.
Forgot the Guinness.
What's that?
Rachel?
You forgot the Guinness equated question.
Oh, okay. Would you really like us to do it? We were gonna skip it.
It's okay.
We got plenty of time.
Skip it.
Okay, you know
okay,
what?
Skip it.
We'll let you answer after the game is. We'll play the game and then just don't go anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Just don't hang up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
We want to get acquainted.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
Okay.
And then you guys can be best friends and it'll be like a movie.
Oh, yeah. You guys will be pen pals.
I want to know who I'm beating.
Okay.
Trash talk.
All right.
Excellent.
Just so you know, the question coming up is tell us something you learned embarrassingly late in life.
All right. So be ready with your answer, Roger.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not yet.
Okay.
All right. Multiple choice. Rachel. In sports, is the term triple-double a stat used in basketball, baseball, or football?
Baseball.
Baseball is wrong.
It's basketball.
It's basketball.
Wait, did you say basketball?
Yes, she did. My 12-year-old said basketball.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't.
But you said baseball, but your 12-year-old said basketball.
When you get to third base.
I see. It's a big fight in the car
over
the answers.
All right.
Okay, only Mom is allowed to answer.
Yeah,
so we can't give you credit there. Okay, Roger. I love this chaos. You know what? People always tell us when the show is going smoothly, it's fun. But when it's chaos,
yeah,
it's
they
great.
Love it. Yeah. So this is one for the Hall of Fame right here. Yeah.
All right, Roger. You're in the kitchen.
Yes.
When you're in the kitchen, you're dredging your meat. Does that mean you're boiling it, coating it with flour, or poking it with a fork?
Oh, geez. Dredging it is poking it.
poking it is not right. No, it's coating it in flour.
What are you doing in there, Roger? I'm dredging my meat.
Okay. I knew that one.
Yeah, you knew. Oh, okay, well, see, you're supposed to know those.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't use a screw.
All right. Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's still 0-0. Okay. Anybody's game.
Okay, Rachel, you're throwing a pair of dice, and two ones come up. What animal slang term is that known by?
Snake.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Snakes. You said snake. Yeah. We'll snake, give you yeah, even then, though get a little help from your helper in the back.
A little whisper going, snake eyes.
All right. That is a.
Yeah, you used to be able to have that if it was a kid.
Okay. Yeah.
That's true.
We're going to let you do that.
Yeah.
Thank you for remembering.
yes.
Roger. On the TV show Sex and the City, when Carrie Bradshaw was looking in a store window and said, "Hello, lover." What was she talking about?
What? Some shoes, I think.
Shoes is right. There you go.
It's okay. A tie game, 1-1. Last set of questions.
It's the game that we hope will never end. Okay, Rachel, on your car's dashboard, what dial measures the distance your car has traveled?
Oh, the odometer.
The odometer is correct. Well done.
Yay!
Okay. That means if you want to keep the game going, Roger, you got to get this one right, all right?
What type of noodles do you use to make lasagna? What do they call the noodles you use to make lasagna?
Oh, it's the ones that... there's a name for them?
Mm-hmm.
Screw, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, this is definitely going to settle it.
All right. Rachel.
Oh, no.
What kind of noodles... What's that?
I think they're called lasagna noodles.
They are called lasagna noodles.
Oh, it was kind of
a trick question.
Oh, Roger, it was a trick question.
So there you go, Rachel. You are the winner.
Oh, there's a very happy car there.
Yes.
With Rachel's car.
I'm very excited.
All right. Well, this is so cool. All right. Now for the after show question.
Yes.
Okay. Rachel, tell us something that you learned embarrassingly late in life.
Okay. You know the song, Dude Looks Like a Lady?
Yeah, with Aerosmith, right.
I always thought it said, Do the Funky Lady. And I just recently learned.
It was Dude Looks Like a Lady. You thought it was Dude is a Funky Lady, or what was that?
The Funky Lady.
Oh, Do like the Funky
dance.
Lady. Oh, like it was a dance called The Funky Lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
I love it.
I'm so glad we
went. Rachel, we need you on the show every day.
I'll be here.
And how about you, Roger?
What'd you learn embarrassingly late in life?
That the noodle that you make lasagna with is lasagna noodle.
Oh my God, I love you both.
You guys are awesome.
All right, you guys are both going on hold.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving Rachel the certificate of bragification for winning the game, but we gotta talk to you guys and give you some prizes and just give you a lot of love.
Why don't we have a rematch tomorrow?
Do you want to do it?
Both of you are going to be available at 7:20 tomorrow morning.
All right.
Okay, Roger needs to come back.
I need to prove myself.
Yes, I
want to beat you again.
Oh, see, there
this
we go.
Is so good. All right.
The return of Rachel and Roger tomorrow morning playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Hang on.
You're familiar with Haley Welch, the pride of Nashville, better known as the Hawk Tua Girl.
Right.
She now has a podcast, and, you know, they don't give those to just anybody.
I know.
Okay.
But so the spitting girl, Hawk Tua's got a podcast.
It's called Talk Tua. See, isn't that clever? It's very clever. And
instead of for 15 seconds when she got famous, she's going to talk for an hour.
Yeah.
She's going to be like Joe Rogan, do a 3-hour podcast, maybe.
I hope so. She was bragging about the fact that... she had never been on a plane before she got famous, and so she didn't know that she wasn't allowed to bring box cutters and knives with her on the plane.
Everything in my carry-on, She brought a knife.
Actually, it was two knives, and they got confiscated.
You brought knives to the airport.
You got a little girl going out here somewhere she's never been unarmed. You lost your mind.
You brought weapons into TSA in 2024.
He's like, ma'am, what's this? And I was like, oh, you can keep it.
Okay. That
she's
was
a treasure.
That was an 18-second clip, and it felt like it was too long.
She's trying to angle for a reality show.
I would think so, yeah.
But yeah.
Talk to her. You can download that if you must, any place you get podcasts.
I have another piece of news, because the Hawk Tua phenomenon just won't die,
uh-huh.
No matter how many times we stab it and think that it's dead and we walk away, only for it to rise again like a horror movie.
Like a vampire that wakes up right when you're putting the stake in its chest.
Yes, exactly like that.
Thank you.
The Hawk Tua girl is now a Halloween costume.
Oh, you kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. So, I'm just curious.
What does it entail? What do you get in the bag that you get at like Spirit Halloween?
You kind of look at like her, and uh-huh. That's about it, I think. Okay? But what I want to know is, are you thinking of getting the Hawk to a Halloween costume?
Uh-huh.
And why? Okay? I promise this will be a no judgment zone.
Right.
But if you'd like to call us or message us, you can call us on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline at 615-553-0933. And if you want to tell us, here's why I want to be the Hawk Tua girl for Halloween.
Bringing you three things you want to know this morning.
So many people have said, when is the In-N-Out Burger chain coming to Nashville?
Yeah.
And we heard they're bringing their headquarters here and they're going to open restaurants, and everybody's still thinking, yeah, but I don't see anything. Are we getting punked? Are we getting lied to? Rest assured.
Yes.
They broke ground this week for the headquarters in Franklin.
Okay.
Okay. It's off of 65, adjacent to Berry Farms, so it's really happening, and it means that it's also really happening that the restaurants will be here and open by 2026.
Okay.
So, calm down. They're coming. They are coming.
You know, I was born in California, so I actually been in and out a lot, and I don't care. I mean, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
do you realize there's going to be people with pitchforks and torches outside the studio?
I don't want to upset my fellow Californians, but it's not anything different.
The first thing they're going to say is, you didn't order the right style.
Yeah, you had to get the animal style, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That's just like everybody from Texas. They went insane with excitement and joy when they brought Whataburger, and it's like, it's a burger. It's just a burger.
Don't, Woody, I'm just saying this right now. It's going to be the And Jim show tomorrow, because they're going to get you today.
They go get me. Hey, there was a guy in Spain who did something as kind of a joke, and now it's his full-time job. He is a wedding destroyer. I guess he's being hired by brides that get cold feet.
Oh, really?
And so, you know,
they don't want to be the ones to blame to call off the wedding, so they got this guy?
He shows up at the wedding, and when they get to the part of the vows where does anyone here, you know, object to this couple getting united, he says, I object!
And he gives some reason or something.
He gets like $500 a pop. Brides are hiring him for $500.
I guess he's booked cheap.
He's booked till the end of the year.
He's not charging enough. I can see a lot of people that don't want to be looking like the one that called off the wedding. Yeah. And they just, this gives you a great excuse. Wedding is ruined now. Forget it.
I would love to do that as a side hustle.
I would like to watch the TV show that they make.
Yeah, it's just called The Wedding Destroyer.
That's fantastic. Especially if it's a wedding that shouldn't happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like all of a sudden you realize, we should never be married. Yeah. This is good.
Oh, with all the country singers that get married like every other year, you know, this would be big.
Yeah, right.
This would be big. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Wedding? You're having a wedding soon.
I am. My daughter is getting married in a month and a half.
I know. Yeah. In October.
End of October.
Yeah.
And we've been having this struggle throughout the summer because things have been going pretty good as far as wedding planning goes. I know it can be rough.
Right.
But we've been trying to decide on what's going to be our father-daughter dance.
That's right. Traditionally, you got to do that, yeah.
And so to tell you, like, neither my daughter or I are very sappy sentimental. So,
okay.
Like, we've wiped a lot of songs, like, off the table. And, you know, it's been very difficult. Like, right now, here's kind of where we're at. We're kind of thinking it's going to be this James Taylor song here. But, like, we're not terribly enthused.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
It's nice. It's really nice.
And that's a slow song. That's easy to dance to.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
You know, all you have to do is call. Yeah. So, like, I mean, like I said, we could use that,
yeah.
But we wouldn't really be happy. I said, hey, let's go outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being a guy who, you know, loves all kinds of music, especially rock, I said, what if we did like the instrumental to Layla that has no words at all, but is just cool? Like, I don't know. It's kind of like mid-tempo weird. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe it is.
Okay.
So I was just, you know, just throwing stuff at the wall. But the big problem is people keep suggesting songs, but they don't pay attention to the lyrics. So
it's a song that we love, but it has inappropriate lyrics.
This is one that was suggested to us by a friend. And let's just like listen to the whole like 10, 15 seconds here. Whenever you call me friend. Sounds great. But keep listening. When you're doing it. I'm not dancing with my daughter to When We're Doing It, Doing It.
That's frowned on, even in Tennessee.
I know. So, I don't know. We may just end up with this James Taylor song.
That's not bad.
If anybody has an idea of a song that's not sappy, she loves Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And Fleetwood Mac is going to be used a lot in her wedding
songs
and stuff. But if you have an idea of a song that's not sappy that could be good for a father-daughter dance, let me know. You can hit me up on socials at Jim Chandler Now, or you can go to the Totally Hits app and you can send us messages there.
I would
help me out.
I would suggest the song that we played right before we started talking about this. You know, White Wedding by Billy
Idol.
Idol. As you know, it's a wedding, and you're both white, so it actually. It works.
Oh my God.
It works on so many levels.
My daughter works in HR. That is so problematic the way you presented it.
Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, they've done a study and they figured out when adulting begins.
Okay.
At what time in your life do you put more into responsibility instead of having fun?
I'm just taking a guess. It's like situational and not a certain age.
No, it's actually a certain age.
Is it an age?
27 is when you start being an adult.
Wow.
Yeah. And you think about, you know, like what Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, all the rock stars that died at 27.
Died at 27. I guess
tons.
They didn't want to grow up.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah,
it's the 27 club. Yeah.
But wow. As soon as the adulting started.
We're out of here.
They peaced out. Wow.
So yeah,
if
you're before 27, enjoy your life.
Well,
because it's over now.
He did a lot of adulting.
Yeah.
Actor James Earl Jones, who died just a few days ago at the age of 93, according to Forbes, ensured that the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa would live way beyond him. He has given his voice over and officially signed it over to like Lucasfilms and places so that they can use his voice using artificial intelligence forever.
So they give him permission.
His total approval.
That's good.
Before he passed, he said, it's okay.
Because you know they would probably do it anyway. So
I know.
It's good that he says it's all right.
Yeah, that he was like, yeah, it's okay by me.
There's a situation at Dollar Tree.
What?
People are peeing into candles.
Come on, people!
This happened at a Dollar Tree in Indiana. Apparently, a 9-year-old child was drenched in urine because somebody has been taking the candles off the shelf and peeing in them and then putting them back. And they said they don't know who's doing it and they don't know how to stop it. So this is a Dollar Tree issue.
Come on, everybody.
My girlfriend loves going to Dollar Tree.
I shop at Dollar Tree. So, I'm Mr. Frugal. So, like, have we lost our minds? Is this a post-pandemic where we just don't know how to act if we're outside the house anymore?
They have a bathroom. You could use the bathroom instead of peeing into a candle.
Which makes me think it's, like, you know, not an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
People are doing it on purpose, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
All right, come on, people. And recording of this show is going right into the Radio Hall of Fame, without a doubt. What are we doing the rest of the day, Jim?
Either that or a bonfire.
Yeah, it's going to the landfill in Walter Hill.
Well, I will be burning the hard drive that holds this show.
It's a good idea.
And I don't know. We're trying to figure out, mix things up, and making dinner tonight. So I think I'm going to buy stuff. Chicken vegetable stir fry.
That's good.
Maybe with a, you know, General Tso's sauce or something.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What time? I'll be right over.
When we've had enough, we'll call you.
It'll be midnight.
Yeah. After we have ours. What about you? What are you doing?
Charlie, my granddaughter, has a doubleheader softball game today.
If the weather holds out.
If it doesn't get rained out.
Oh,
so, you know.
I hope.
She's doing really well, too.
Hope she can get both games in.
Yeah. Fun. Let's play two.